Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. You know what that means. Another episode of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast live on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I am your intro host, Greg DeMarc. And I'm joined by my interim partner, Coco T. And we're going to have another exciting show for you here tonight. We obviously, you heard the intro music. We got Martez with us this evening. Had a little bit of trouble getting things going. Martez had to dive in and bail me out. I just want to, you know, give a shout-out to him for that. But we're tonight we're going to talk about what went on last weekend. What a weekend of wrestling action that from Friday to Sunday, man, it was quite a weekend. So Friday night we had Pro Wrestling All-Stars live at the Play Atlantis. Or, I'm sorry, at the Victory Gym. It was relocated from the Play Atlantis due to the typhoons and flooding. We had, barely made it home in the flooding Friday night, getting home from downriver, where a friend of the show, Briar Wellington, and FIA lost the tag team championships. And then Saturday, we had RPW. What a show. Mickey Knuckles versus Randy West, maybe the greatest hardcore slash death match or anything I've ever seen in my life. They went outside. They brawled at the Cannon, at the, you know, VFW hall. Man, what a night. We had the Carver and Chuck Stein. It was Josh Crane in the main event. It was quite a night of wrestling action. And then Sunday, the main event of the weekend, New Breed Live, Hometown Advantage. I made my commentary debut with my colleague for the evening, was J.C. Harvey. Had a great time, called a great show, man. And I got to humbly concede this bet. Somehow, that numbskull, Eric Ely, managed to come out of New Breed Hometown Advantage with the championship. The show started with Forever Young came out. He's upset he doesn't have a match. Ely comes out and says he will defend the title right now against Forever Young. The upper echelon, ended up made an appearance, but Ely gets the win. Forever Young, friend of mine, come out swinging, man. Attack Ely, but wasn't enough. Ely comes out victorious with the electric cutter finish, you know, one of his finishing moves. And then in the main event, the guy manages to get by Mr. One Night Only and our guest for the evening, who's going to be on here probably a little bit, Alex Van Zant, the great AVZ. Unbelievable. But
wait a minute, hold on.
I'm a man of my word. I owe Coco some pizza.
That's right, baby. That's right. The black man Coco Keywell, founder and leader, can't take the people's band. It's old. Some delicious gourmet pizza. My good brother Greg. You know what? I just don't want to slice. I want the whole box, brother Greg. And I want you to see me eat every single slice of that delicious gourmet pizza. I want some buddies. I don't want no little janky $5 hot and ready. You got to bring something special to the black man because I told you. I told you last week, and I'm telling you right now, the black man don't get it wrong, baby. I book them solid, and I book them right, and I call it down the middle. And I told you that Brother Ely was going to come out on top. Did I not?
You did. You have more faith in him than he has brains between his ears. Trying to challenge. I mean, what's next?
That's the most sore loser thing I ever heard come out your mouth, Brother Greg.
I'm just saying.
Take it on the chin, baby. Eat this ale with along with a slice of humble pie. Come on, baby. You know you need to own up to this right now.
Oh, I'll eat the humble pie for sure. You have not heard the last of the popular kids, the lineage, Jerzakio and Damian Chambers, AVZ. You haven't heard the end of these guys, man. It's you definitely haven't heard the end of it. AVZ, you've just begun to hear it because you're going to hear it from the great AVZ himself.
Oh, tonight. I can't wait to hear that little Starbucks sipping sucker. I got a few things to share with him and give him a piece of my mind because he needs to hear the whistle from the black man himself. He needs, because I boo him royally and happily every single time he steps foot in a ring, grabs a microphone, just happens to walk to the bathroom. I'm talking all the trash to him because he deserves it.
So I also actually got to mention, since we're on, you know, got to Sunday, Breyer and FIA reclaimed their tag team titles on Sunday. Congratulations to them. Now, Dirty Money is now the two-time PWAS tag team champions. Congratulations to them. I know you're a big fan of Breyer and the FIA.
I don't know about them. Them some troublemakers right there, too. That's another pair of people I just don't like, that FIA. I remember that agency back in the 90s. I knew he had something to do with it. No wonder them initials was just too suspicious and they had me triggered. Because people like him kept me and my family in poverty with that stupid FIA program. They only kept us POOI. Let me tell you that right now. So, no, he and you don't get no support or sympathy from me at all. That's for sure. Brian Wellington may be another story, but that doggone FIA, as long as he's connected and hanging with that little monster of a troublemaker, then I don't have much hope for him either. He can do better.
I tell you, he's all right with Brian. He's all right with me. What can I say?
Yeah, I suppose. We all can't be perfect, Brother Greg. We all can't be fans of the electric one, Brother Electric Ely.
Absolutely. His power plant was in full force. I tell you, J.P. Ono and the upper echelon, their fans were out. Their fans were out heavy. I would say, you know, Mr. One Night Only definitely may have had the numbers advantage as far as, supporters in the crowd went on Sunday night.
Interesting.
We also got to see upper echelon members, Danny Astro in action. It was, it was a lot of fun. Forever Young,
I hear
and
that.
Obviously Tez Cash Carter of the upper echelon.
Yeah, that Forever Young guy's a real interesting little character. He got his little cell phone. I remember he lost a match and he was irritated that he couldn't find his little cellular phone. And, you know, he was giving selfies. If he was focusing more on that match instead of performing selfies and all that good stuff, he would have to worry about losing a match. He'd probably win a couple more. Come put that stupid cell phone up.
Well, we're definitely gonna find out. here real soon. But Forever Young, gonna keep your eye on him, man. He's gonna be a big star. And hey, he's a YouTuber. He's looking to get the diamond play button. He's making his way towards 1 million subscribers. He's got to find his phone, man. He's got to know where it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But Taz Cash Carter, man, he's another one. That the upper echelon is definitely a it's definitely a faction to watch. And then we've seen, you know, the Nomads come with Hannah. We had Road Rash fail to get the win due to Ace Evans refusing to let him use the hammer. He's trying to turn over a new leaf. It's crazy to see. I mean, the guy, Mr. Face Kicker, that, you know, has run the Nomad faction roughshod in a way for a long time.
Yo, what's up, everybody? The Texan is on the line just to say hi. I miss you guys, and you already know what Thursday means.
Oh, yeah, good brother,
brother Greg,
what's
brother
happening?
Coco T.
What's happening?
Good evening.
Happy to hear from you. One more game.
Man, can't complain. Living the good life somewhat.
How's
Baby Cruz coming along? Baby Cruz is getting bigger and badder every day. Not badder, but bigger and tougher every day as it goes.
That's true. He's probably working on some of his favorite wrestling moves on you right now, I'm pretty sure, because he's already a huge wrestling fan.
He already watched his first month's worth of SmackDown since being home. He already watched his whole month. This Friday, tomorrow night, will be his whole first month of watching SmackDown with Dad.
Oh, that's
nice.
Awesome. That's so awesome. That's right. I think he's going to become like a Roman Reigns fan of some type. So you might have
His daddy's a big Roman Reigns fan. So
situation.
I see him as the size of a Roman Reigns coming up in the future. But, guys, just wanted to let you guys know. I'm going to let you guys know about next week's guest, and then I'm going to get out of here, guys. Next week on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, we have a double hitter. We will have C.W. Anderson, ECW Original, coming on to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. Also, we have AEW's Dark, Kenny Bingle. He will be on next week also. So, guys, I hope
are
ready for a double whammy, a double hitter.
Absolutely. We ready, baby. I'm ready to get hit twice without a concussion. You feel what I'm saying? This is going to be fantastic. This is going to be phenomenal, baby. I'm too excited.
Oh, yeah. And, dude, Kenny Bingle, dude, he came on with open arms. I seen he was on Facebook, and I seen he was on AEW, and then I'm like, oh, man, because I was going to ask you before because I seen a couple of matches on YouTube. Dude's great. But then I was like, hey, what's going on, you know? We need you. We would like to have you on the Rated R. And he didn't even take not even 5 minutes to reply. He was like, sure. He's like, whenever you need me. And I told him July the 8th, and he was willing.
Oh, that's great. That's a phenomenal thing, man. What a blessing. See, Brother Dede, Brother Greg, y'all doing it again. The class of radio talk in the great city of Detroit when it comes to professional wrestling. Nobody does it better than the Rated R 313 podcast, baby. I put that on everything.
We appreciate it.
Next week's definitely
going to
be a special episode.
If you guys see the ECW one-night stand from 05, and when you watch Sandman's entrance, C.W. Anderson's actually not outside like in the entrance way, but he's in the entrance. He's cheering a beer with the Sandman Tommy Dreamer.
Awesome. You know you're getting a license. You taking a beer from Good Brother Sandman, that's for sure.
He made much bigger contributions to ECW than that beer, though.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. And, man, dude, we just got, like, a whole lineup coming up at the end of July. I'm going to make a spoiler for the end of July because hopefully I'll be back by then. But by the end of July, we should be having former WWE Tag Team Champions, the Headbangers, on the show. I talked to Thrasher himself, and he said bye to hopefully by the end of July.
That sounds like
nothing
a plan.
But things,
maybe that sounds
big
like a
things
plan.
Coming in July. And speaking of big things coming in July, we are only 9 days away.
Oh,
a week and two
days. Yeah, the biggest party of the summer. SummerSlam's going to have to hold your beer, Coco. SummerSlam is going to have to hold your beer because your birthday party is going to be the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam ain't got nothing on this party.
Yeah, SummerSlam is going to have a hard time following that.
That's for sure.
Right now, the one night only birthday bash of the Black Man Coco T, where it's going to be hotter than a fish fry boiling in a vat of grease, baby. In the depth, you feel what I'm saying? We got live music. We gonna be playing a little bit of everything. Even my business associate, CEO Brother Davenport, earlier in the first half, he's the mid card, if you will, of the show. He's gonna be playing some music with his brothers and cousins and all of them. They gonna come in and say, "Hey, we wanna play. We wanna do some little music with you today." He said, "No problem." But then right after that, he said, "Listen here. Brother Coco is coming as well to the party, and he wants to debut Kayfabe the People's Band to the entire world in the Kayfabe backyard. So y'all gonna have to show up. If you got a lawn chair, bring it. If you don't have a lawn chair, don't worry. It's gonna be a few chairs provided. It's gonna be some benches. It's gonna be a wonderful, wonderful occasion. I got one of my little sisters coordinating and catering the party. And if you need you a new caterer, y'all gonna have to talk to her when you see her, because she's got a whole setup, got it all together in little to no time, and it's gonna be a wonderful experience. Now, one person I don't ever want to invite to any of my parties is that dastardly no good Starbucks sipping sucker, Alex Van Zandt, AVZ, ABC, whatever his name is. He can't come to my party. He's never invited to a cookout.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell y'all that right now.
I mean, Coco, I don't mean to cut you off or nothing like that on this point of view, but I mean, he may not be invited to your party, but you are going to be interviewing AVZ tonight. So, I mean, hey, but on that note, I'm going to let you guys finish up the show because the show's been great, you know, since me being gone. Coco, you're filling in the shoes very well. It seems like they're fitting nice and snug. But on that note, I will see you guys later. Everybody on Open Talk Radio listening on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, I love you guys, and I will check you guys later. I'll be listening, though.
Love you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
So
anyway, like I was saying, Brother Greg,
so,
it's going
Mr.
down
Ely,
next week.
This isn't exactly his guts, which, first of all, I'll ask you this question in a minute. Why is AVZ not invited to the biggest party of the summer? That's
because,
pretty discriminatory of you. But
absolutely,
don't worry.
But what's good reason, baby?
By my birthday, AVZ, he's going to be the champion. So after, which you're going to hear more about it, after Ely hit AVZ with an electric high into the thumbtacks, gets the pin. Upper echelon and lineage attack Ely. And those bums from OK USA, Frankie Wright now and Rob Clooney come out to save him. And, you know, a brawl ensues. And then New Breed owner Matt Breeding comes out and announces that at New Breed, United We Stand, which I'd like to talk a little bit more about standing with New Breed here in a moment. But he sets up the main event for New Breed United We Stand. It's going to be a Survivor Series style 3-versus-3-versus-3 elimination match. The upper echelon versus AVZ and the Lineage, the Cool Kids. And also Electric Ely and OK USA. But then, to give it another twist, if anybody can pin Eric Ely, they will become the new Breed champion. He's essentially defending the title against six challengers.
Look, I'm going to laugh real hard at that, because you know what that just means? that means that Brother Ely is just going to win anyway. Maybe he's going to find a way to come out on top.
Come
as
on, bro.
Usual.
Come the
happen.
Fuck
and
on.
You said, and what you say the name of AVZ and the cool kids, don't you mean AVZ and the lame
kids? The cool kids
game?
Is
I mean,
what they call themselves as a group. The lineage is Drazakio and Damian Chambers, their cousins. And this is a faction of main eventers. I mean, to me, AVZ is the face of the faction, but AVZ will tell you himself that the lineage in AVZ is a bona fide faction of main event superstars.
I'm sorry, you mispronounced the lame gang. That's what they call. I'm going to call them the lame gang from here on out because that's all they is, baby. If you're attaching yourself to Alex Van Zandt or a Starbucks fanboy, however you want to call him, you're already dipped in your status. You feel what I'm saying? So he's a bit of, you know, he's a bit of a troublemaker. He's a potty pooper. And if I invited him to my party, all he's going to do is just try to make it about himself. That's all he wants to do. He hogs the microphone. He's talking for 10, 15, 25, 35 minutes. Don't nobody want to hear what he got to say. And then when he gets in the ring, he gets his booty whipped. We ain't interested in him. We ain't thinking about ABC or ACDC, whatever he wants to call himself. Ain't nobody thinking about that boy. He needs to go on somewhere and maybe go door-to-door selling encyclopedias or something. What say you, Brother Greg?
Well, there we go. I'm muted there for a second. My other problem with this Survivor Series-style match, where is the Nomad representation?
The Nomad
should be represented. I don't care that Jamie Eternal defeated Road Rash. That was, I mean, Ace and Road Rash will figure it out. But why are the Nomads not have a trio being represented there? That's an absolute tragedy of justice.
I can tell you exactly why they don't have a trio representation, because they can't count past two, baby. They ain't that bright. So the bookers ain't got time to be asking them to figure out who's going to come out when you can't even count past two. That's their problem. So, no, they don't deserve to even be in this match.
Well, I tell you, Road Rash can count past two because it was more than two times that Ace Evans prevented him from using the hammer on Jamie Eternal. And after the match, which I got to say, even, you know, being the Nomads guy I am, it was hard to see. I mean, let me just say this. J.C. Harvey was not only a colleague to me, but a mentor to me. And he was so great that I just could not enjoy seeing Road Rash beat J.C. Harvey's ass. However, I support Road Rash and the Nomads, and I understand his frustration, and I see, you know, why he had to do what he had to do. Mr. Harvey will heal. He was in a pretty rough way when he returned to the broadcast location, but...
Okay, understood. I must respect that. That is a noble thought out, and that's cool. That's all cool.
And Matt
Breeding,
who is a friend of mine, but I see why people get pissed off with this guy, because, like, he chose a night when no Nomads were there. There was... No, I brought this up last week. No A7s, no Road Rash, no Hannah, and he fights Chuck Whedon with his, you know, Michigan career on the line, and, you know, Chuck Whedon has to leave Michigan. It's, you know, I understand why Ace is upset, but I don't think that turning over a new leaf is really the way to go about that. I think they need to do is go back to what made the Nomad successful, and that's winning by any means necessary. And the hammer has been good to Road Rash and Ace. They've won tag team titles, not in the Midwest, all over this country, all the way to Texas, you know, with being the Nomads. And they need to continue to be the Nomads. And I think it's just a matter of time before, you know, I get it, man. You know, everybody has that moment where, you know, you kind of want to be a better guy, you kind of want to do better, but when you realize it doesn't work for you, you got to go back to what works for you.
I see. Look here, all I'm saying is, ain't nobody missing them daggum nomads, baby. Ain't nobody missing them. We ain't even thinking about them. We ain't worried not one bit. Nobads need to stay in their lane, stay out of the way. That's what they need to do. That's for sure.
I have a feeling that New Breed and New Breed Management is going to regret not putting the Nomads in that contest. I hope that's enough to piss Ace off to really make something happen. Which,
mm-hmm,
the Nomads tagged me in their post doing a challenge. I stand with New Breed. And the Nomads did their little video, and they tagged me, and I did it as well, and I proudly stand with New Breed, you know, part of the team, and I've tagged a couple people in it, and if it comes back around to me, I'll tag a few more. So, you know, you guys check out New Breed Productions Facebook page, and if you'd like, you know, post your I Stand With New Breed video, post it to the page, tag two people. It's fun to see where this is going to go.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely. You might catch me at one of these shows this month, Brother Greg. I finally might have a little time in my busy schedule to come through, because I definitely want to see tomorrow night's show, unrelated to what you're talking about, but I believe in Melvindale, the main event, Soul Taker, and Mr. LJ Lawrence, Mr. Cobra Kai Leader, the champion. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go one-on-one, and that's going to be a rough match, baby. Everything goes in that match, from what I understand.
There's not even going to be a referee. It's going to be a war. I'm going to try to make
baby.
It there tomorrow night, where you can catch me this month. I will be doing, and I'm so proud to say that, and it's like when I started the ring thing, you know, and everybody in the Midwest, like, they have a goal. Well, my goal, XICW, the DBA, I am going to be providing the ring for Proving Ground, Season 8, Episode 1, July 18th at the Hot Rocks. That's where you can find me.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next Sunday, July 25th, is going to be from the Token Lounge in Westland. It'll be New Breed and that big 3-verse-3-verse-3. And then the following Saturday, July 31st, I'll be at Ruthless Pro Wrestling. Near
that
Toledo.
Sounds like a plan, brother. Sounds like a plan.
And I'll tell you where I'll be July 10th. Shout out to Hard Jim Frio and his graduation party. It's just unfortunate, man. That I definitely got a previous engagement. I will be at my man's 40th birthday bash, the biggest social event of the summer. It's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah. Speak on it, brother. Speak on it.
I might just plus one and show up with AVZ.
Oh, good. See, I knew this was the overlay for the underlay. You set me up. You better not bring him out to call the police and say, get this old sucker out of here. He is illegally on my premises. He is not welcome for none of my cousin and them good cooking. He can't have no Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? He needs to stay
He's
on
not
the
on the guest
sidewalk.
List.
Oh, no, he is not on the guest list at all. He can't have no part of this celebration. Matter of fact, is he up yet to be brought in for the interview? I can't wait so I can give this brother a whole piece of my mind. The old troublemaker. That's what he is.
So, now, about your party, I think you have something to announce. We have, speaking of big, important people like AVZ, we got a new big, important name for the birthday bash.
Oh, brother, I thought you never would have asked. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege and honor to announce to everybody the MC of this big giant one night only birthday bash.
Master of ceremonies.
The master of all master ceremonies. The 24 karat lion, Mr. Jeremiah Goldmain, will be the MC of this auspicious occasion. And he's coming in, his whole style. I mean, it's the party has been upgraded to gold status, baby. Do you know what that means? He just elevated us to a level. If it wasn't already big and fantastical enough, this good brother coming in and gracing us with his presence, he has already shot us to the moon, you feel what I'm saying? So he's going to be in there doing his thing, getting his swag toxic on. He's going to announce the performers and then whatever else that happens on that day. But I'm going to tell you now, all my friends and family, all the strangers alike, they're going to see Brother Goldmain and they're going to be blown away by this man's performance. And at the end of the day, he's going to steal the show, and I'm okay with that. They're going to say, hey, I got to get to know this guy. Who is he? Where can I see you at next? Before you know it, he's going to be a household name throughout the city and even throughout the world, baby. He's well on his way to the top. And so the Black Man Coco T-Way is grateful and appreciative that he's even coming to the party, baby. And you just might see somebody else to show up. They might be in the number. But I'm not going to quite say
he's
yet.
Next Thursday will be our final show before the big party.
That's right, the go-home show, baby. Go-home show.
The go-home show to Coco's big birthday bash, man. My good friend and business associate, Jeremiah Goldmain. It's going to be absolutely golden indeed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, 24. Ain't
a
no
truly golden
here,
master of ceremonies.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you never know. Now, oh, don't forget now, good brother Greg, don't play yourself. Don't shortchange yourself. Remember, you and good brother Dede Cruz, brother Matez, the whole Open Talk 313 family plans on showing up on that evening. And if I remember correctly, the Khaleesia Kayfabe, Professional Sweet Bennett, has elevated you two, you and brother Dede, from peasants to servants. So she's going to put y'all to work. She's going to put you to work. So y'all got to be
moving
on your toes. Keep your eyes peeled and open because you don't want to displease the queen. You know what I'm saying?
Moving up the ladder. I got that clout from Martez. That's the only way we could have gotten that clout to get that promotion had to have been through Martez. Our association with Martez.
I can't take credit for that.
Drip, baby. I don't know about a drip drip. I mean, see,
the queen was repulsed by me.
Yeah,
and the queen was repulsed by me. And I get the, you know, and it wasn't Day-Day because, you know, she wasn't impressed exactly by him either, man. I'm pretty sure it's our association. Hey, I mean, it's about who you know. And a lot, I mean, in this, you know,
that
this game
true.
We're playing here.
Absolutely.
Called, you know, radio, social media, whatever. It's about who you know, isn't it? That's what's made our show entertaining, is who we know, who we've gotten to know.
Absolutely. Well, see, let me tell you now, the queen, the Khaleesia Kayfabe, she's a very, believe it or not, she's a very merciful queen, you know what I'm saying? She can be very noble and very benevolent when she wants to be. So when she extends that kind of courtesy to you, you got to take full advantage of it and make sure you show your
appreciation. And don't question where it came from.
Exactly, exactly. You got to respect it.
That
you feel
sense.
What I'm saying? And Brother Monty Drip Drip, you just got to know, brother, you the glue, you the bridge, baby. You the Mackinac. The Mackinac Bridge are bringing people together, baby. UPLP, you're bringing us all together, baby, smashing us into one huge continent. So, yeah, you got to take some credit on this one, brother, because it seems like, hey, I tolerate him. He's all right with me. So if he can put up with these two peasants, then maybe I can too. How about I just elevate him? Oh, yeah, and one more thing I forgot to mention, because the queen is rather fine. Of brother Jeremiah Goldmain, you know what she said? She says, when I see him at this here party, I'm going to have to elevate him and knight him as her fashion muse. That's a special position. They ain't never been made before. She just made that on the spot. So when Brother Goldman comes through, he needs to know he's being awarded and knighted as the fashion muse for the Sensational Queen Dinner, because she likes his eye for fashion and attention to detail. She's that kind of queen, you know what I'm saying? She appreciates good fashion and great-looking people. And Brother Jeremiah Goldman is one of those people. That brother can put on a barrel and a fur coat, and he'll still be a fashion statement. And that's something she recognizes and respects.
Beautiful. Well, and speaking of fashion, I mean, we're going to be joined here shortly by the great AVZ.
Oh, he can't dress.
Come on.
He can't dress.
Dude.
Putting on your t-shirt.
How many different AVZ?
Statement?
I don't know if I've ever seen AVZ in the same gear twice. He
that's
probably
right,
just throws
because
it
he
away
stole it.
After
or he probably,
he's had
he
Pokemon gear.
Kept it. Or he probably bought the
this guy is from West Bloomfield.
That don't mean nothing. They got a lot of bums in West Bloomfield too. He probably live under somebody's basement, or he got like a little cave, like
he
a.
He might live under somebody's
like
basement,
strip.
But it's his rich dad. If he's living under someone's basement, it's definitely his rich dad.
If he's living in the basement of his daddy's house, it's probably because he's not even in the will. So let me just tell you that right now. He ain't even in the will. He's got. That's why he's in the wrestling business now, to work up to make his own money, his own fortune. And he got the nerve to sit up here.
He has trust funds more than I'll ever see. He has trust funds worth more dollars than I'll ever see in my lifetime.
Monopoly money does not count, Brother Greg.
I don't know. They speaking of money, Tez Cash Carter took a rough loss to Shotwell. Brian Shotwell,
oh,
who hit the Grampton bomb. That old man, dude, old fella gets up. But the match of the night was actually, I gotta say, it was Freedom Ramsey and Orlando Christopher. It was just fire, and I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
The time is coming. Freedom Ramsey, you know, made no bones about it. There ain't no more Mr. Nice Guy. You know, Freedom is, he's out for Freedom, and I think it's just a matter of time before he gets his hands on the New Breed Heavyweight Championship. And I think it's going to be against whoever pins Ely. How would you feel if you're Rob Clooney or Frankie right now, and you're basically defending Ely's championship? In this match, unless there's a rule I don't understand, it's Ely, Frankie right now, and Rob Clooney, the team of OK USA. It's that team versus two other teams. And if anyone can pin Ely, they become champion. Even if they turn right around and get eliminated. I mean, dude, if I pin Ely, say I'm AVZ, pin Ely, take a walk. Our work here is done.
Interesting. Well, let me take it now. It's Ely is quite the gold standard these days. No pun intended, no disrespect to them. My gold man, but, you know, he's a gold standard right now. And so anybody that's connected to him, man, they're getting a good rub, you know what I'm saying? So, guys,
how
like
can
Clooney,
you...
How
can you understand and appreciate the 24-karat lion and not appreciate AVZ?
Listen,
it comes from the same walk of life.
Oh, no. Well, there is a difference between the 24-karat lion, Jeremiah Goldman, and that trouble, what was his name, ABC, BBD, what was his name? Never mind. Big difference. See, one guy is 24 karat gold, legit, genuine. That means it's real. You feel what I'm saying? Precious. That other one there, I don't know. I mean, the best thing that comes from him are biodegradable cups and $8 coffee with his sister's rubber band wrapped up at the top of his head. That's all he got going for him. I think
you should address him. You should address him as Mr. Van Zant. But he's, you know, you're cool with me, and he's cool with me, so I'm sure he'll give you a pass. You know what I'm saying?
I just walked past him. I walked past him. You feel what I'm saying? He can't do nothing. He better be looking at the black man as a lover, not a fighter. Because if I step foot in that square circle against him, I'm telling you right now, I would so much as put him in a headlock and make him tap out. He don't want nothing to smoke with the black man Coco T. Ware. He better be glad all
exactly.
I do is
you're a lover,
you
not a fighter.
Work.
And I'm
That's
a lover.
Right.
I've been known to get rowdy, but do you drink coffee?
Absolutely.
Are you a lover of the beautiful black bean?
No, sir, not at all. I drink tea.
Maybe
you know,
I understand grown, now.
Grown folks drink tea now. Grown folks drink tea. You know, green tea. Earl Grey.
Do you drink White Claw?
Never
Do you drink White
Claw?
No,
I never had no White Claw, brother. I don't know nothing about no White Claw.
That's what the 24-karat lion drinks.
That's an awesome drink, though. So, I mean, if he's drinking it, it must be good.
That's... And, I mean, maybe that's where the disconnect comes from. Maybe it's that, maybe that's why we connect so well, because we're both lovers of coffee, and particularly lovers of gourmet coffee bean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's privileged, you know what I'm saying? He lives in West Bloomfield, so, you know, he's got the silver spoon in his mouth. See, the black man Coco T. Ware is kind of like the American dream, Dustin Rhodes, the late great American dream, Dustin Rhodes. May his soul rest in peace. See, I can hang out and dine with kings and queens, and I can sit on street corners eating pork and beans. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of guy I am. I'm very multi-dimensional. I know how to abase, and I know how to abound, as a good book says. But that Mr. Van Zant, he don't know how to act straight. If he has to go to a local grocery store and get a little thing of Folgers coffee, he got to have his little Starbucks, his Big Miss, or whatever else, Tim Hortons, or whatever it is that he drank.
I think he would drink Folgers, for sure. I don't think he'd drink Folgers. We'd have to ask him that. And I'll bet you he's never eaten a bean, a baked bean in his life.
Yeah, he probably, but he needs to.
I'm willing to bet those two things.
Look how frail he is now. He need to eat some pork and beans and some good neck bones and some steaks, some mashed potatoes and some green. But he need a little soul food in his life. I think that's the problem. He look too bourgeoisie and uppity, too highfalutin, you know what I'm saying? He need to get some real food in his life, and he might buck up and really have something going for himself in that ring. And I just might respect him a little more.
Perfect. He's definitely that. I think you described it. That's pretty much, you know, gourmet every day for Mr. Van Zant. I know he's a busy man, too. You know, he's always on the run. That's why he's always got those travel mugs, you know?
Yeah, spoiled.
Sometimes
spoiled.
Two of them. You know, the guy needs a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if you need that amount of caffeine in your life, you must live a pretty dull life, you know what I'm saying? You need caffeine in order to have a good time. I think that's just a problem. He needs an attitude, personality adjustment. Maybe you need to hang out with the good brother, Electric Ely, one more time in the ring. Maybe you need to hang out one
Electric
more time.
Electric Ely was able to dodge a bullet there. They by my broadcast announce position, there was a travel mug left that was apparently full of thumbtacks. And unfortunately, AVZ ended up the pin cushion. But it's fortunate for your buddy that, you know, it wasn't him, because I think that was his ride to take. I think that was his Uber that was there to, you know, for the electric one.
There you go. Well, actually, he didn't get no Uber that night. He got a Lyft, you know what I'm saying? It came crashing down on some thumbtack. Good for him. He deserves it.
Yeah, you know, AVZ tried
where's
to bring him the Uber, but Ely delivered the Lyft. That's the perfect
That's right.
way to describe that.
And dropped him off. You know what I'm saying? See, the black man, the black man got hot cars all week. I'll be here all week, baby.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, Mr. One Night Only. So I say he's out of the picture here. in my opinion.
Oh, Mr. What?
As far as
now, I got to say, I got much love for my man, Mr. One Night Only. Let me tell you, his show.
As do I.
The first time I ever went to an independent wrestling show in my life was back in 2017, I believe it was, and I saw the flyer, and it said, Mr. One Night Only's birthday bash, and I said, oh, man.
Was that versus Nolan Edwards?
Nolan Edwards was the one, the very first one. Now, Nolan Edwards did show up in that match, but he didn't go up against Mr. One Night Only. Matter of fact, Mr. One Night Only featured in the main event against Xavier Justice. Brother Xavier Justice, man, I tell you, what a heel. I mean, that brother can go and work in that ring. And he was the trainer at
the Pure Pro Wrestling School, Xavier Justice.
Yes,
highly
sir.
Renowned,
yes, sir.
You know, known nationwide, one of the most respected schools in Michigan,
very
for sure. There's PPW,
yes.
And Sean Stockmeyer, Ace Evans, is a head trainer at that school.
Yes, that's an awesome
shout
place,
out to
awesome
Xavier
school.
Justice and the PPW school,
yes,
out
sir.
There in Flint.
Yes, sir. That was my first independent wrestling experience, and let me say, I love every bit of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I met Mr. One Night Only. I mean, it's interesting that the name, the theme of the Black Man's 40th Birthday Bash is One Night Only. Now, I'm here to tell you now, I didn't even come up with that name. That came from my little sister. She don't know nothing about Mr. One Night Only. She don't even know nothing about him. But I said, hey, you picked a good name right there because I'm going to invite the guy who calls himself, who the world calls Mr. One Night Only. So what, and I'm just going to put the cat out the bag, what would the One Night Only birthday bash be without Mr. One Night Only? You never know. You just might see him pop up. I can either confirm or deny. But you probably will see Mr. One Night Only right here at the KSA backyard at the One Night Only 40th birthday bash. You just might see it. You never know.
Uh-oh. Stay tuned. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest for the evening is going to grace us with his presence. He is, to me, the leader of the Cool Kids, the faction of main eventers. He is the Sultan of Starbucks. He is my friend, the Mr. Alex Van Zandt.
Boo!
Hi!
Boo. Oh, my
goodness. Boo! I heard you talking about Porky. I don't even know what that is. It's disgusting. You call yourself Dusty Rhodes. Go get out of here, you pimp. Hi, Greg. Best friend.
Good evening, sir.
Let's go.
Pardon you. What? 1 second.
I am the
Black Man Coco T-Ware, founder and leader of K-State the People's Band. Mr. ABC, uh-huh. Mr. ACDC, what you call yourself again? I can never remember because you got more letters than the alphabet.
Yeah, clearly you don't know how to spell. It's AVZ for Alex Van Zandt. It's a very respected name. Maybe try to Google it sometime. Please.
Huh.
Anyway,
Fooey.
Like,
I
heard you fanboying over Mr. One Night Only and Eric Healy. The cheater, Eric Healy. Are you kidding me? What? How?
The
how
cheater.
I have nothing going for me. And then talk about them. Yes, the cheater. As was mentioned, he threw me into contest like a cheater. He cheated. He cheated to win that match. I had him. I hit him with the straitjacket backstabber. I was about to suplex him into the tax that, by the way, very clearly he planted. Okay, there was a coffee cup up there. I noticed it. I went to go drink it, and I shook it. There was metal inside, and wouldn't you know, there were tacks. I didn't put it there. Clearly, Eric Healy put it there as some kind of a distraction. Maybe it was one night only, but quite frankly, I would believe it was Eric Healy.
I think he tried to spike his coffee with tacks.
That's what happened.
Let's just call it like it is, y'all. Call it like a T.I. is. You know you brought that cup of tax in there to help you get the advantage, and it went south on you, baby. Just call
he brought
like
the cup to save the environment. He goes out of his way to use these travel mugs to save the environment because he is a lover of Earth.
Clearly somebody must have stolen one of my Starbucks, or maybe Eric brought it himself. I did not bring that. I don't know what you're talking about. How do you say that I know that? Like, come on, please. Like, if
Okay, look at Allie.
Great white man.
Look at Allie, okay. Allie Van, Van Zyl. How them thumbtacks taste, baby? How them thumbtacks taste? Did it have a little extra tinge of magnesium or some extra iron in your system? Did that taste pretty good? Let me know.
Well, I will tell you that she's in your mom. So if anyone deserves to be, like, rubbed into them, it is Eric. So he should have taken them. If the world was just, he would have been the one taking them, okay? I would not have been dropped in there so rudely.
Poor guy.
This is why
poor
the world
guy.
Is what it but, is, okay? This is why the world is what it is. It's because all the good guys, like me, get manhandled by monsters, these straight white men who defend the patriarchy like Eric Ely, okay? I thought as a
that's right,
color,
the patriarchy, baby,
understand.
That's right. Alpha males leading the way. You just a little old beta male following behind, being second. You love being second place. And see, that's your problem. And then on top of that, you mispronounce, I'm a bad guy. You ain't no good guy, baby. You's a bad guy. Brother Ely, Brother Ono, they some good guys. You's a bad guy. That's what I know.
No. Mr. Diddleball sends me a gift every day.
Yeah, well, I am not a good guy or a bad guy. In fact, I'm not even technically a guy. So why don't you take that, like, misgendering and just take it back to the past where it belongs, you toxic masculinity, toting idiot.
Well, hey, that explains it then. Girly man, that's it. So you're a girly man. Am I understanding that correctly?
I'm a what?
You say you're a
it's
girly
a
man?
It's a day. It's a day, actually. So, I don't know.
So now we confused.
No, we are not confused. You are confused. They is not confused. And it's not they are, it's they is. Got it?
Interesting.
Good.
Interesting.
You've been educated.
Anyway,
educated.
A lot of black men ask you a couple questions. So, when you step foot in the ring, what was running through your head knowing that you was going to collide with Brother Ely and Brother One Night Only, knowing you was going to probably lose? What was running through your mind?
Well, clearly, right before I got dumped into tax, I was about to win. So what was I thinking? I was thinking that every single person in that building, with the exception of, like, three, like, the intelligent ABZ fans, we're all a bunch of morons, and we're all about to be very, very disappointed. And I was very excited to see the look on every single one of their faces when I destroy their little hero, Eric Ely, and all the betas who, like, what's that? One Night Only? He came out dressed like Eric Ely, that imposter. So I think I was fighting two idiot Eric Elys, and quite frankly, what was I thinking when that happened? There's no more fitting champion than ABZ, and Eric Ely, every time he walks out there, makes a mockery of that championship, and that's why the fans who show up to Eric Ely are all a bunch of clowns. It's because their champion is a clown.
Oh, that's a shame. Now he's a clown. He just ain't no champion. He's a clown now. I think the only clown is
a clown, a loser.
You brought up.
And you have a golden opportunity.
Oh, by
make
the way,
right,
I was talking
what?
About Jeremiah Golden earlier, and that's also one of my best friends. So when you talk about us together, you better be speaking of us both being golden. We are high society, please. Love that guy.
Hey, look, Brother Jeremiah Goldman is all right with me. I ain't got to be all right with you. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know you full of trouble. You, matter of fact, you bringing down the Golden One. That's what you're doing. You're
that should tell
down.
You something, Coco. Goldman loves and respects Alex Van Zandt.
Absolutely. But
Alex Van Zandt is reducing
I've never gone down on Jeremiah Goldman. I've never gone down on him.
Whoa. See there you go. That's why Brother Ely was fun to talk to, because he didn't have this kind of conversation. Listen to him talk like that. What I'm saying is you are reducing Brother Jeremiah Goldman from gold to plastic status. You feel what I'm saying? He needs to be elevated up to platinum.
And see, he's hanging with people like
he
you.
He cannot.
You just don't break him down.
He cannot be devalued to silver, let alone plastic.
Exactly.
The 24 karat lion will always be golden.
I need you to step your game up.
I have an iPhone 12, okay? You take that gold, you put it with the technology, that's what I represent, and now you have something useful. So there you go. You had more questions or what?
Interesting.
Well, yeah, clarify for us. Have you ever drank Folgers coffee?
No, that's disgusting. They sell that at Walmart.
How about baked beans?
Oh, I have tried baked beans once. I took one sip, and I threw up. So, no, I actually met the owner, Big B Bob, and I personally told him that his coffee is trash. So, you know, just so you know, it's bad.
For the record, see, on the record, it's clarified. See, I told you, he would never drink Folgers. He is a connoisseur of fine coffee beans.
It comes
that's
in a can.
Problem.
What even
see,
is that?
That's his problem. He is not one of the people. He wants to be something that he really isn't. He's a horrible, horrible example of this.
What do you mean the
like
people?
The everyday, the men, the women.
You're very right. I do not want to be average like you, like them, okay?
He's the 1%.
I do represent the people. I represent the intelligent people, the educated people.
The
1%. Good in this world.
Is representative of all the people. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody likes the black man, Coco T-Way. Everybody likes Brother Electric Ely. He connects with the people, you see. They pull for him. They want to see him win. They don't want to see you win because they can tell. You already trying to separate yourself from everybody because you're trying to be something you're not. You're not elite, baby. You're just one of us. I mean, I hear you live in your daddy's basement. I bet you're not even in the wheel.
What are you talking about? I live in my dad's. Never compare me to my parents ever again, okay? Just because they live in Orchard Lake, it's actually Orchard Lake, not West Bloomfield. So technically speaking, I live in West Bloomfield. They live in Orchard Lake. It's very, very different. I do not live in my dad's basement. Just because I have his credit card and just because I share his trust fund, I am not my parents, okay? I donate all of my money to things like Chipotle for the homeless and Bernie Sanders, okay? So you think I don't do anything for the poor? I literally just donated free guac to the poor people in Northville just recently, okay? Please.
Oh, yeah, that's just what they need, some guacamole in order for them to pay their light bill. Real smart,
yeah.
Real giving nugget. How benevolent.
Well,
he's giving them the finer things in life that they can't afford.
Right. They charge extra for guac. I know that you could never, but yeah. In fact, I actually have to
see, Ely does it, and they have a fucking parade. You know what I'm saying? Ely gives some guac to some poor folks in Northville. There'd be a fucking parade. AVZ does it, and it's not important. See?
I'm like a silent martyr.
See the injustice?
I'm like a silent martyr.
He is, literally.
You're not a silent martyr. You're a loudmouth casualty. That's what you are. You're tragic. That's your problem. You're just toxic. You just want some attention. You want to be seen, and you want all the credit. See, Brother Ely does his thing in silence, in private, and then he's rewarded publicly. That's why he's getting a parade. See, you get a parade.
See, that's where I believe you're wrong.
I am a good person. No, hold on. I am a good person, and I am a teacher. I spread the word of ABZ, the good word. I'm like basically Jesus of Nazareth, okay? And all you are doing right now is crucifying me, okay? The high society, the smart people, those are like my apostles. Are you kidding me? I am good. All you do is crucify me. And you know what? That bed of tax is
Oh, goodness. Did you just not put yourself in the same equal footing as the good Lord Jesus Christ? I can't believe you even did that. That's laughable. That's so laughable.
You mean the philosopher Jesus Christ?
I can't even begin to process how ridiculous that is, Brother AVZ. Look here. The next opponent that you get in the ring with, I bet any amount of money, if I was a betting man, that you would lose miserably. Once again, and I know you're going to get on that microphone, run your mouth for 35, 45 minutes,
about your issues with the world, and the crowd is just going to boo you rolling. I hope I'm there so I can just boo you. And boo you to the, I will boo you to the locker room, baby, because that's what you deserve right now. People like Brother Ely, Brother Ono, even Brother Soul Taker deserves more support and adulation and respect than you.
See, now, you said, you know, the AVC wants attention and wants everybody to like him, but I disagree. That's Ely's thing. He wants everybody to like him. He's a, you know, AVC comes out and tells the people what they need to hear, even though they don't like it and they boo him. He still continues to tell them the truth. He ain't telling them what they want to hear, like Electric Eric Ely. No, he's telling the truth.
Brother,
I am not the hero that you want or deserve. I am the hero that you need. Do you understand?
Exactly.
Yes. Hero. Hero. More like a zero. You're the zero that we never wanted, but we got to put up with.
Please. Come on.
And no, you're not invited to my birthday party neither. Just in case you needed to know.
You have birthday parties? Oh, okay, I thought that was for children, but, you know, the way you carry yourself, that makes sense.
That's right. See, people like me, they want to come and celebrate with me. But see, people like you, see, if it ain't about you, it can't be worth attending. So with that being said, I'm going to let you stay on to the side. I invited Brother Goldman. He said he was coming. He's coming through. He's celebrating with me. See, he's a likable guy. You, on the other hand, not so much. You can learn a couple things from Brother Jeremiah.
Oh, I can learn a few things? I love him, but he does do an awful lot of, what's that called, how can I put this in a way you'd understand? Hot dogging and showboating. He actually touches fans' hands. He slaps their hands. I keep on telling him if he keeps doing that without any hand sanitizer, he is going to get the ick, the Delta version, okay? Of the ick.
he's
disgusting little fans out there, all right?
The ick is going to be the next pandemic, bro.
Love him, but you know.
The ick is going to be the next pandemic.
Absolutely. It's the Delta ick. You can get the Delta X now.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
I'm not
even worried about all that, about getting no jersey. That's why people like Brother Ely gets over so well with the crowd. He's loved and respected because he's connected, because he's one of them. He said, I came up.
And he definitely got the X.
You can do anything you want to do.
You know what?
He was one of the first confirmed cases
so
of Delta X.
I was signing autographs not so long ago. And you can actually, like, ask Goldman about this because this is 100% true. And right after that, I got pink eye because what was I doing? I was touching a marker held by disgusting little fans that you seem to think that I want to like me. Are you kidding me? They gave me pink eye, a poop virus given to children. And that is why I don't touch them anymore. I'm done touching the little disgusting fans. I'm going to get the Delta X.
Fuck them, kid.
All right? They already gave me poop eye.
Oh, what an evil, mean thing to say, brother. See, that's your problem right now, baby. You just don't know about how to have the power of positivity. You don't know how to keep it together. You got the pink eye because you stress yourself out, and you probably splashed a little bit of that expensive hot coffee in your eyeball. That's probably why, and you didn't wipe it out.
First of all, my coffee is sterile, so that's definitely not the case. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I've gotten my –
He doesn't just use tap water to
no
make
problem.
Coffee.
Tap water?
He does
I'm
not drink
sure
coffee made with tap water.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't. That's because he's all entitled. And, you know, he kind of reminds me of – he reminds me of Hillary Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's who you remind me of.
Oh, my God, she's my favorite character. I love Hillary.
I'm pretty sure she is.
I would agree. I would agree.
Yeah, what, do you have a problem with Hillary?
And as unappreciated as Hillary, too.
You deserve to be thrown out of any house that I am in, just like Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah. Shame. For shame. For shame. For shame. Hey, all I'm saying is, brother, you need to learn how to humble yourself and just connect with the everyday man, the everyday hard-working man that comes to these wrestling shows to even see and put up with you. But you seem to not appreciate the everyday wrestling who's helping you, putting food on your table, putting money in your pocket, and then for you to go spend it on $8 coffee like it's nobody's business, drinking it like water. I mean, brother, you better check your liver or something like that, because it's probably brown as brown can be. So if I were you, I would go see the doctor about that. You drinking too much of that, man, it might make you get sick or something, dude.
listen, just because I don't like them doesn't mean I don't care about them. Why do you think I keep on going out there and trying to educate them? All right? Kids don't like going to school, but they have to send it anyway, right? Sorry.
You care so much that you call them disgusting. How can you call fans disgusting? Shame on you. See, that's your problem. You think you're above everybody. See, that's the thing. And that's why you got humbled. That's why you had them thumbtacks shoved up your back and your backside, baby. You're too busy trying to be – what's that now?
It's because he cheated. That's why. It's not because of anything else. Don't try to put that on anything else. Don't try to put it on me. No, he broke the rule by throwing me into contact, okay? He clearly
planted those
things as a trap.
I'm pretty sure it was you.
I mean, who else?
That's your champion, Coco.
What's that now?
That's your champion, Coco. But AVZ, here, coming up on the 25th, you have the opportunity to, you know, avenge the wrong that was done to you in the 3-versus-3-versus-3 Survivor Series style match where all you got to do is pin that bum Ely.
Oh, and we're
and you have a team of main eventers to do it with.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is exactly what I was just going to bring up. We have Drazeko. We have Damian Chambers, international superstar Damian Chambers, the lineage. And, like, each of them deserve to be in the main just as much as I do. They deserve the title shot just as much as I do. But who does Eric Ely have backing him up? An old man and the less important graduate of the House of Suit from my class, Frankie, the loser of my class, Frankie right now, okay, USA, are you kidding me? Yeah, you have them. I have the lineage. Let's talk about one night only. Who does he have? He has Tez. He has Danny Astro. Who even is Danny Astro? You have a bunch of rookies. You have Forever Young, Forever Young Boy. Yeah, you have a bunch of rookies on your team, one night only. That's the difference between me and one night only, all right? We're both the same guys. We go to a club. The difference is me, I got a table. Come and see us. How does guys come and see me? And then we leave. Oh, no, just picking up the scraps at the end of the night. Whoever just falls into his lap. That's exactly what his crew is. They're just the scraps. I don't even know who those guys are. Are you kidding me? You think they can go one-on-one with the lineage just because they jumped a couple of clowns? Are you kidding me? No. The lineage, every single one of us, we are main eventers. We are the popular kids. We are the reason that the fans are even there, the good ones anyway. All like, the street urchins that cheer for Ely. Oh, my God! He brought clowns as his backup. So who do you think is leaving with that championship? You should put all your money on AVZ, but if you don't, I highly advise you invest in Damian Chambers. And thank you, but, I mean, what do I know? I'm just the one with all the money in the situation. So, like, what would I know about investing? Again, trying to educate people who just are so stupid. Whatever, sorry, got a little trigger there, but needless to say,
absolutely.
Mike being the staff, their teams are idiots. This is a very clear choice. We are going to win, and that's what they can do.
It's not very fair that the upper echelon, what, you know, still haven't disclosed who their three are going to be.
It doesn't really matter. Like, you know what? Come to think of one night only, the way he had all of his boys jumping people, I bet he's not even going to be in the match. I bet he's going to have all of his boys in it and then just sit out like a chump, like a coward.
Do you think he would, as the leader of the upper echelon, that he would miss out on an opportunity to, you know, because this is a perfect opportunity for you and your allies to, you know, protect one another and secure the championship for, and, you know, to take the claim as undisputed greatest faction in New Breed.
But we already are that. And I can't even believe
undisputed.
It would
not be able to be disputed. If you guys held the title, you would definitely hold. I mean, you see, Ely's calling shots. He, you know, booked himself in a match in the opener against Forever Young. So, I mean, that is a power that the cool kids deserve. The popular kids.
Hey,
the popular kids
the
definitely deserve that.
The black man Coco Keyware is back. Allow the black man Coco Keyware to interrupt one more time. Did I hear something about the cool kids? I believe y'all should change your name to the Lame Game solely because you're part of it. AVD, AV, NBA, WNBA, whatever your initials
are. I am a three-time homecoming king. I was voted Mr. UFL. I was the 2014 Fraternity Man of the Year, nationally recognized. Are you kidding me? You want to talk about how I'm not popular? You're not popular. The difference is that I was Mr. U of M, voted a jury of my peers. He was not. I was the guy who was popular. He was the idiot sitting in the back of the class with a stupid gallon jug of water, afraid to talk to anybody. That's the difference between him and me, okay? So don't talk to me about how Eric Ewing's the popular kid, okay?
You probably bribe people in order to win their vote. Cause I've known you to be a cheater. I've seen you in that wrestling ring quite a few times over these past few years. You're quite the cheater. So
he's a winner.
If you flipped a couple of bucks and a couple of EBT bridge cards to some of the voters in order only for you to get the nine. I know you. You take shortcuts, baby. You do it. You brought a cup of thumbtacks and a Starbucks coffee cup. Because you thought that was
he discovered a couple thumbtacks.
If you keep slandering me like that, you will be getting a cease and desist from my lawyer. So take it easy. Take it easy with your accusations, all right? Alex Jones out here with your conspiracy theories. Your conspiracy theories.
They are very defamatory. What you're saying is very defamatory.
Yeah,
hey, but it's a fact, though, baby. You can't tell me he didn't.
Oh, it's a fact.
You can't tell me you didn't know. The contents that was in that cup of coffee.
I think my lawyers will tell you what the facts are, and you don't have
I can say for certainty I did not know the contents of the cup. Only the locationing of
the
cup.
Brother Greg,
I mean, it was sitting next to my broadcast location. I was looking at the thing all evening. The contents in it, it wasn't my cup to check the contents of it. I wasn't working security. I was...
Sure, I'm sure you did, Brother Greg. I'm sure you did. But I'm going to tell
you, the match will be coming out soon. You can buy the DVD or you can check it out on New Breed Productions' YouTube channel. And all the matches from the New Breed Rumble for the Gold have been posted. So if you want to see the greatness of AVZ, you can check out the match he was involved in.
And if you want to see him get robbed, if you want to see a man get robbed, if you want to see a man get cheated, go ahead
get
and
get robbed of an interim, of an inaugural championship. That's where AVZ's not watching it back. He was robbed of the inaugural New Breed Championship that night by your boy, the crook, the cheater, Electric Eric Ealy.
Yeah,
Or Lil Alice.
By
let me get my little violin solo out for you. What's that now?
I was crucified by Pontius Pilate, a.k.a. Eric Ealy, is what happened.
Pontius Pilate. Look here, Alice. See, I'm changing your name now. Your name ain't even Alex no more. It's Alice.
Whatever.
You ain't being crucified by nobody. You're crucified in your own mind. You got illusions of grandeur. And delusions of grandeur, may I add. Don't nobody care about you as Mr. U of them and all that silliness because you bribed all those people. And then on top of that, when you get in that wrestling ring, you're always trying to find shortcuts, baby. That's why you ain't got no gold around your race now. You ain't getting no championships no time soon. I can't wait till Mr. Cobra Kai get a hold of you one of these old days if you can work your way up to that type of echelon worth of talent. I mean, you already can't handle Brother Ealy, so I can't expect you to mess with Mr. L.J. Lawrence.
I saw what he did to my best friend, Kyle Barrett, this last weekend.
Bullshit.
And if you think that I'm not eventually going to get my hands on L.J. Lawrence, you are out of your mind. And I look forward to educating him as well. This is karate. This is wrestling. And I plan to stretch him. So just so you know.
So, will you be at Pro Wrestling All-Stars this Friday to witness LJ Lawrence? That's awesome.
By the Soul Taker.
You can,
screw LJ Lawrence.
That was the other thing I wanted you know, ask you before we close here tonight was, you know, if we could be fortunate enough to be graced with your presence on Friday night at the Play Atlantis in Melvindale, Michigan.
You mean
you
curse,
know what?
Curse with this presence. Curse with this presence. He'll curse us with this presence. But go ahead and ask me a question,
you know,
Alan.
I will come out during intermission, and I will personally shake hands with you, Greg, but only you.
Thank you.
All of the other all of the other grossies, I will not be touching. Again, you understand the pink eye situation, but for you, I will grace you with my presence. All the others, they could never.
That's much appreciated. And you know, I'm the man with the – I take the sanitizing wipes and wipe down the ring. He knows.
Yeah, and make sure you wipe your hands, too, because after you touch him, you might catch the COVID touching him. He's a little germ – meister himself.
No, he avoids the ick at all costs.
No,
yes,
that's the problem. His immune system is so vulnerable because he shields himself from everything that a pole wind hits him, and he's already got a bad cold. He probably ain't going to show up.
He has hand sanitizer that's not available in this country. 12-hour hand sanitizer.
Yes, because he bought it on the black market. That's right.
And Johnson and the other Johnson, just so you know. So it's literally impossible for me to get regular COVID. Now, the Delta, I don't know. Maybe
or
we're like discussing little fans habit, but I don't know.
Or
Interesting.
Well,
you keep
Mr.
on. Mr.
AVZ, thank you very much for gracing us with your presence tonight. And
thank
you very much,
you
and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow and shaking your hand.
Oh, and I will shake your hand.
Yes,
right?
I look forward to not shaking your hand.
I might just spit in yours. So.
You
be out of
yo, hey, I'm not going to touch you no way. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I will bring you a
coffee-flavored
Frappuccino. I'll have it on ice.
Oh, wow.
I'll have that cold coffee-flavored Frappuccino ready for you at intermission, sir. I promise.
And
I hope somebody knock it out of his hand.
Spike that like Eric even did. So, Ashley Coco, that's enough out of you. Thank you, Greg. I'm excited to see you tomorrow. And for everyone else who's out there who I might see who will beg me for an autograph, and we'll see about that. Certainly will not be giving it to you. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Van Zant, the always entertaining, always awesome Alex Van Zant. Coco, I have to make it by intermission tomorrow. I'll be at the Play Atlantis in Melvindale. I hope you can make it. If not, I know I'll be seeing you July 10th, my brother.
Oh, yeah, baby, that's right. It's going to be on the popping. And you know what? Maybe as a courtesy, I just might invite Miss, what's his name, GGA,
See, he's growing on you. You're starting to see. You just need to have
AMC.
A couple conversations with the guy, and you'll see what intelligent words come out of his mouth, out of his coffee hole.
See what might happen is, I'll probably invite him to the birthday party, but then also I'll invite a comedian so they can just roast him on the microphone for 10, 15 minutes, and we just watch him get triggered. Ha! That would be so great. I pay money to see that. I pay at my own birthday party to make that happen. He'd be the object of ridicule.
Stay tuned. And then
furthermore, I hope he gets Brother L.J. Lawrence, getting L.J. Lawrence's face on tomorrow night. Brother L.J., Mr. Cobra Kai himself, can kick that little alfalfa sprout of a man bun on top of his little pea brain.
Well, at least we can close the show in half agreement, because I agree. I hope that AVZ gets in L.J. Lawrence's face tomorrow night. All right, you know, if he survives the Soul Taker, because AVZ, as we've seen, is not afraid of the Soul Taker. Regardless of what you've heard.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. You just sold a.
I don't know what you've heard.
All those
times that he was attacked by Soul Taker last summer at the Play Atlantis, he's not scared of him.
He's terrified.
He still has his soul. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. Coco, thank you. My nephew, Josiah, I love you, little buddy. That's
right.
That's a Southwest Texans little baby. He's you know, still tending to him. Just want to give a shout out to him. And as always, thank you, Martez, for a great job. And thank our Lord and Savior for another day together. And we'll be here, God willing, next Thursday.
Awesome. Awesome. Absolutely. Y'all have a wonderful night. Take care of yourself. God bless you.
God bless you. Peace.